This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. New data from the American Cancer Society spotlights the importance of getting screened for colon cancer, especially younger adults. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The report from the group projects more than 2 million new cancer cases this year, a record in part driven by an aging population. Of cancer deaths in people younger than 50, colorectal cancer is now number one in men and number two in women. Anna Gleisner is a surgical oncologist at the University of Colorado. She recommends a colonoscopy at 45.
My advice is to get your colonoscopy or your stool testing if you're average risk, if you don't have any high risk factors.
Screenings may be recommended earlier depending on other health factors like family history. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado has settled its 10th lawsuit against the healthcare industry for the opioid crisis. The state attorney general's office announced the most recent national settlement this week for $350 million. It was reached with Publicis, a French company that marketed and sold opioids for Purdue Pharma. Colorado has received $755 million so far, and lawsuits against Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family are ongoing. Dozens of skateboarders rolled through Grand Junction Thursday afternoon in honor of one of their own. Veteran skateboarder Mitch Meal died unexpectedly last week at age 37. Members of the local skateboarding community held a mile-long memorial procession on skateboards. Here's how Logan Moody describes Meal, his friend of 15 years.
Great skater, snowboarder, family man, great worker, had his own business, he was a father. And obviously, you see how many friends he had. He's a wonderful guy, and we're gonna tear it up for him.
The procession ended at a local mortuary, where skaters placed stickers on Meal's casket in one final tribute. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.